المصير. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد.
صل على محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المتين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هدانا ولعلكم تشكرون. صلوات الله
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
First of all, just this ayat that I have read to you from Surah Baqarah, ayat number 155. Allah is speaking about the month of Ramadan. And as we have passed the month of Ramadan, there should be regret in our hearts for the fact that these days and these nights, these blessings, we are not going to see for another year. And it is like a very dear friend departing that you won't see for a long time, and you don't know if you'll be alive to see it or not. Here, obviously, there's something at the beginning of Ramadan that Allah wants us to do. There's something at in Ramadan that Allah wants us to do, and there's something at the end of Ramadan that Allah wants us to do. And we need to see what Allah wants from us. What does He want us to do? And obviously, as we have heard for the past 15 days about Shaitan, right? There's something that Shaitan wants you to do at the beginning of Ramadan. Now, in Ramadan, because of Allah's mercy, because of Allah's grace, Shaitan is not with us. But he does come at the end of the month of Ramadan. And there's something that he wants us to do at the end of the month of Ramadan. So, there's something that Allah wants us to do at the beginning of Ramadan, in the middle of Ramadan, and at the end of Ramadan. And there's something that Shaitan wants us to do at the beginning of the month of Ramadan and at the end of the month of Ramadan. Allah says that in this ayat I'm reading about Ramadan, right? Allah says that Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, Allazi unzila fihi al-Quran, is that in which the Quran has been revealed. Right, in which the Quran has been revealed. Hudan lin-nas wa bayyinatin min al-huda wal furqan. It is a guide for all mankind and a proof from guidance and from the criteria of haq and batil, Quran. So this is the beginning of the month of Ramadan. Allah says when the month of Ramadan comes, the emphasis Allah gives, you see, is that you should endear yourself to Quran. This is what we do at the beginning and in Ramadan, meaning endear yourself to Quran, because that is guidance for you. That is what's going to make haq and batil, truth and falsehood, clear for you. be close to the Quran in the month of Ramadan, right? And then it says, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الْشَهْرِ. Whoever witnesses the month, whoever witnesses the month, meaning that if you witness the month, then Allah says that he should fast. فَلْيَصُمْهُ. Then he should fast. He should hold fast to it or in it. Anyone who witnesses the month, then he should fast at it. So at the beginning of Ramadan, we are told to emphasize the Quran. In Ramadan, we are told to fast. When you witness the month, when you witness the month, if you witness it, then you fast. So, witness is very simple, my friends. I witnessed something. I saw someone do a crime, let's say. So I am a shahid. I'm a witness. I see the crime. You know, you did the crime. I say, he did the crime. You know, and let's say, you know, I'm a Muslim. And you are a mu'min, a muttaqi person. And I ask you, listen, I'm giving a witness that he did the crime. And I ask you also to give a witness that he did the crime. Tell me, would you give witness to that? Right? I mean, if I tell you, listen, I saw him do the crime, you also give witness. Don't say, I didn't witness it. I didn't see it. Now, would I hold you responsible? Would I say, you know, you're an evil person because you didn't give witness? Right? And you didn't become shahid. But I didn't see it. How can I be responsible if I don't see it? How can I be responsible if I'm not a witness to it? You are a witness, so you go and be a witness. You do what your shahadat has told you to do. What it dictates for you to do, you do it. But if you didn't give shahadat, if you did not witness it, then there's no responsibility on you. You see? So you are not responsible. I will be responsible, and hence I have to do what I saw. You have to do what you did not see. So Allah is saying, just like that, if you understand the concept of giving witness, just like that, Allah is saying that if you witness the month, then fast on it. If you don't witness it, then don't fast. Understand that? If it's established for you, if you have seen it, if you have established that this is the month, you're a witness to it, then fast in it. If you're not, then don't fast in it. Meaning you have to do what your shahadat says. If you have seen the month, then fast in it. If you haven't seen it, then do not fast. Because there's no obligation on you. You see, understand this. The issue is, Allah wanted us to do what? To witness the month. So at the beginning of Ramadan, Allah wanted us to witness the month so that we can fast in it. Fasting is the obligation of those people who have witnessed it. So from here, understand. Now if I see the moon of Ramadan, if I see the Allah, if I see the Hilal of Ramadan, then I have to fast. If I don't see it, if it's not established for me, if I don't have witnesses to it, then I don't fast. Allah is saying, both of you are right. You know, for one it's established, for the other it's not established. One has witness, the other doesn't have witness. And for both of you it's right. He's fasting, this guy's not fasting. You see, now, this is one thing. Now at the end of Ramadan, right, this is what we do. We go forward from here. And I want, and I'll explain this a little bit more, inshallah. As we go on in this ayah, 185 of Surah Baqarah, right, where he explains about the month of Ramadan and everything that has to do with it. He says, so at the beginning of the month, the emphasis is on the Quran and on fasting. And at the end of the month, then you see, he goes on. And then he gives some exclusions. He says, وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيدًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرًا. But if you are sick, or you are traveling, he says, فَإِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Then you fast for an equal amount of days at some other time. Meaning you miss those fasts because you're sick or you're traveling. Right? If you're sick or you're traveling, he says, then don't worry about it. Then you can keep an equal amount of days after Ramadan. Keep those days after Ramadan. Then he says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرُ. See, here Allah is giving a principle in that dictates His whole Sharia. It dictates His whole law. Everything in Islam. This is the thing. He says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ. Allah intends, Allah wants, بِكُمْ with you. Allah, what He intends with you is yusr, is ease. Allah wants to make it easy on you, in other words. He wants to make it easy on you. وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْأُخْرَ. He doesn't want to make it hard on you. Fasting and any other obligation is not to put difficulty on you, but it is rather to make it easy on you. That's the law of Allah. He wants to make it easy on you, not hard on you, that you do something hard. No, easy on you. So if you're sick, Allah is not going to say, why didn't you fast? I was sick. So? No, Allah says, no, if you're sick, if you're traveling, if it's going to be hard for you, do not fast. Fast some other time. So in Ramadan, Allah wants you to fast. Now then, He says, right, after that, وَلَيْتُكْمِلُ الْإِدَّةَ. And when you complete the period of Ramadan, when you complete the month of Ramadan, now what do you do at the end of Ramadan? He says, وَلَيْتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ. Do takbir of Allah. Do takbir of Allah. Say Allahu Akbar. You see, when you have gone through Ramadan, then what do? You say Allahu Akbar. Why? Ala ma hadakum. Say Allahu Akbar on that which He has guided you to. He has given you this whole month of Ramadan as a blessing to guide you. And now that you have been guided, now do takbir. Do takbir. Why? Because this is what Allah wants you to do at the end of Ramadan. You see, this is what He wants you to do at the end of Ramadan. Why? وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you can be grateful. So that you can give shukr to Allah. You give shukr to Allah for all the blessings He has given you in the month of Ramadan. He has given you Laylatul Qadr in the month of Ramadan. He has made it such that one night is equal to 1,000 months for you. He has given you so much time so that you are fasting and you are doing good. He has kept shaitan away from you. He has given you the opportunity to know yourself and to learn the deen. He has given you the opportunity to rectify yourself and make resolutions in your life. How many blessings Allah has given us in this month of Ramadan? Now Allah is saying at the end, what do? He says, at least recognize that Allah is greater than anything else. Recognize that Allah is greater than anything else. At the end of the month of Ramadan, this is what we do. That's why it is the way of the Prophet and the Imams that when Eid comes to them, Eid is a day of takbir. Eid is a day when you really recognize how great Allah is and what He has given you in this month. This is what Allah wants you to do at the end of Ramadan. In one ayah, He has explained what do you do in the beginning of Ramadan, in Ramadan, and at the end of Ramadan. Right? So this is what Allah wants you to do. To give takbir and to give shukr. And thank to Allah. Thanks to Allah. To be grateful to Allah for what He has given us. Really, if we start to count the blessings of Allah, we wouldn't be able to count it. Really, we don't, a lot of times we do not recognize the blessings that we have. And unfortunately, we, many of us, do not recognize it until we lose them. Until we lose those blessings. Really, this is the case, and that's why we see we don't recognize the blessing of life until we die. You know, that's why we see that that the Messenger of Allah has said that people are asleep, they will wake up when they die. They don't recognize that this life that we have, what kind of blessing it is until you die. Then it's too late. You know, this one boy, remember, he wanted to buy a pair of Nike shoes. You know, in those days, Air Jordans came out, and you know, those were the hot sales, you know, the really big thing, you know. If you wear Air Jordans, you know, then you are like worshipped at school, you know. Right? They'll do, you know, sajda to you, you know, in those days, you know, when Michael Jordan was big. And, you know, and he wanted those shoes, you know, so he came to his father. The father said, you know what, you know, we don't have money for it, because it was expensive, you know, like, you know, over 100 bucks, you know. He says, you know, make dua to Allah. So he used to make dua to Allah, right? And in that Ramadan, right, that boy and the family went to, you know, back home, you know, to India and Pakistan, you know. They went back home, so there he used to go to, for example, the masjid, the father, you know. And the father used to say, you know, make dua inshallah on Eid, you know, you'll get that. Right? And Eid inshallah Allah will give you that. And there, you see, yeah, one day when they went to the masjid, the boy came to the father and said, I changed my mind, I don't want the Nike anymore. He said, why? I thought you wanted Nike. He says, Dad, do you see that boy that was begging? He doesn't even have feet. He doesn't even have feet, you know? I should be thankful for the fact that I have feet. Friend, understand this. This is a lot of time we need to recognize the blessings Allah has given us and be grateful for those blessings. Then you understand that, yes, you know, we have so much, Allah has given us so much, that we should be giving thanks to Allah, doing shukra of Allah for what He has given us. This is what you call how much Allah has blessed us. So many things that we need to see. And in Ramadan, He increases that. So Allah says that at the end of Ramadan, a mu'min is someone who's thanking Allah. Allah, thank you for what you have given me, the opportunities you have given me. You know, this opportunity, you know, the greatest thing that Allah, you know, I mean, if all the blessings, you know, one of the greatest blessings that Allah has given us is the opportunity to make dua time. You know, the opportunity to ask Him. Imagine that, you know, just the fact that we can ask Him, what kind of blessing is this? You know, sometimes we don't recognize what kind of a blessing this is. Allah has said, I am allowing you, and not just allowing you, I am, you know, requesting you to ask me. This is a blessing, my friends, you know. You're on a plane, and you accidentally sit next to a very influential CEO, you know, really rich guy, owns companies, this and that, big guy, no, big shot. And you get to know him, he gets to know you, and you become friends. You know, you become friends and he likes you. You know, so now he says, hey buddy, you know what, you know, I like you, you know. And here, I'm going to give you my personal card. You know, call me anytime. Anything you need, I'm there for you. Anything that you need, I'm there for you. Tell me. How would you keep that card?
Smile.
You know, I mean, how would you keep that card in the deepest pocket you have, you know, so you don't lose it? I'll lose my life, I don't want to lose this. Right? Because you have the chance now to call someone who's so influential, so rich and so wealthy, that he can answer all your problems. Right? Imagine, you know, you would go around and say, hey, you know who I met? And you wouldn't believe it. Gates, you know, Here's his card, his personal card with his personal number. Imagine that. How would you feel? How would you feel like that? Just like that, you see, Allah is saying that when you get the association with these people who are completely in need of Allah, and this Allah, who is the owner of the treasures of the heavens and earth, is giving you his card. He says, I'm giving you my card, call me anytime. Call me anytime you want, and I am ready to answer you. In fact, imagine what kind of Rabb Allah is. He says, Rabbul Alameen, what does that mean? What kind of Rabb is Allah? What kind of Rabb is Allah? Did you ever imagine that? You know, why did he say Rabbul Alameen? What kind of Rabb is he? You know, when you are like, for example, you know, when you see, we are in need of Allah. He's not in need of us. He doesn't need us. We need him. Right? And those who are in need, right, they're the ones who should be spending sleepless nights because they need something. Those who are not in need, those who are giving, you know, they sleep, you know, easily, you know, they sleep all the time. They don't care because they don't need anything. You know, like for example, if you want a loan from a bank, you go to a bank, you apply for a loan. The bank manager, the loan manager says, all right, why don't you come back tomorrow and I'll decide. Now the bank manager had a need. If he gives you a loan, he doesn't care. You are the one in need. Now tell me, will you be spending the night sleepless or would he be spending the night sleepless? Yeah, it'll be you who will be, you know, like awake all night, Allah please accept my love, Allah please accept my love. You know, make him say yes, you know, do something, kaha, ya, and swad, you know, doing all kinds of lovely stuff. You know? Doing all kinds of stuff to do what? Again, alone, you're in need, so you're spending the night sleeplessly. That bank manager, that loan manager, he's sleeping, you know, he's snoring away. He doesn't care, he's snoring away. He says, Allah is saying, look, you are the one in need. Right? He's not in need, but you see, he's sleeping and you are awake. Now understand that what kind of a giver I am, that I let you sleep at night and I'm the one who's awake looking after you. I'm the one who's awake looking after you and you are sleeping at night. And if you get up at night and ask me for something, even if it's midnight, even if it's 2 a.m. in the morning, I'm ready to listen to you. Now, what does that mean? I'm ready to listen to you, my friends. If you go to someone's house, your friend's house, go to a friend's house, you know, try it. Anyone you know in the community who's very close to you, this and that, even if he's a brother, go at 2 a.m. in the morning, knock on his door, wake him up, and say, hey, yeah, when he opens up, what happened? What happened? You know, say, oh, you know what? I need some matches. This time, I need some matches. You know? Even if he's your close friend, people are like, are you crazy? You came at 2 a.m. in the morning, woke me up from sleep, and I have a job tomorrow, and you're doing this. Are you crazy? What kind of person are you? He'll be upset at you. And Allah is saying that, listen, call me at 1, 2, 3 a.m., no matter what time it is. If you call me, I'm here, ready to listen to you. If you can understand this love that I have for you, then you will know what Rabbul Alameen means. Why is Rabbul Alameen? Because he has that much love for us. So much he has given us, so much. And we should be giving thanks to Allah. We should be giving, appreciating him. And saying Allahu Akbar, that Allah, you are the greatest. You are the greatest. This is what we should be doing at the end of Ramadan. So this is what Allah wants us to do. Now what does Shaitan want us to do? Right? Imagine this. What does at the end of Ramadan, Allah wants us to give thanks? Now what does Shaitan want? Because he's been locked away for the whole month. Now he comes out. So obviously when he comes out, he has to bring out something. You know, something you are. So what does he do? He says, you really think the moon has been sighted? You really think the moon has been sighted? You know, You don't understand these things. Nothing like that. Right away, you see the whole month, Allah has blessed you with so many nights of bounties. And when the night of Eid comes, the shaitan is released. And the first thing he does is put a doubt about Eid. The first thing he does, he says, come on, you know, it's all right. And right away, he starts his job. Now, instead of us concentrating on giving thanks to Allah and appreciating Him and doing takbir, everyone's discussing about the moon. This and that, this and that. Why is that? Who's doing that? Is Allah doing that? Allah is saying clearly in the Quran what Allah wants from you on the night of Eid. He's clearly saying what He wants from you on the night of Eid. The day of Eid. That you give thanks to Allah. Appreciate what He has given us. And here Shaitan comes and says, hey, you know, that appreciation, you have your whole life for that, you know. Here, this is more important right now. And He gets us. He gets us. And this is why we need to understand, my friends, Allah has given us those signs. Right? And He says, you know, if you have witnessed it, that's it for you. If others haven't, that's their thing. They have to do what they have, you have to do what you have. If you have, if it's established for you, then it's fine. If it's not established for you, then go on fasting until it is established for you. But it's not forever. It's only one day. It's not forever, it's only one day. It's only Islamic month, Hijri calendar months can only be for 30 days. Not more than that, so you can't just go on. Right? It's only for one day, so if it's established for you, you break it. It's easy for you. If it's not, then don't. Same thing. It's not a big deal. Because the issue is, you see, we have made it an issue that why don't everyone do it together? Who cares if they do it together or not? You do your responsibility. You do your responsibility. Allah didn't say that, you know, fasting has to be a jama'at. It's not a jama'at thing. Fasting is not a jama'at thing. Right? And the same way, you have to do that what your responsibility is. What is our responsibility as a group of people here right now? What is our responsibility? We do that. We don't do something where, oh, your New York hasn't announced it yet. Who cares? You know, has it been established for you? That's what you see. That's all you look for. And the mistake we're making is only happening because now we know what's going on everywhere. Because when the internet was not there, when TV was not there, when radio was not there, people used to have the same type of thing every year. If they see the moon, that's it. If they don't, that's it. That's it. There's no other issue. Now only because now we know what's happening in Pakistan. You know, in Pakistan they didn't see the moon yet. So, it doesn't matter, you know, what is it for us? Did we have any news of it? Alhamdulillah, we do. That's fine then. Right? The issue is not about, you know, all my life exam, we all need to do together. No. It's not about that. It's about obedience to Allah's laws. That's what Allah wants to see. Are you obeying my law? Or do you want, you know, your whole year to be organized? You know, I mean, we want to make an Islamic calendar. And you want all the dates precise so we can get our holidays at work. I don't care about that. That's not important. What's important is that, am I doing what Allah asked me to do? Am I obeying Allah? That's it. That's all we should be caring about. The rest is all there. You know, we need to be caring about that, my friends. That is how we defeat. I mean, inshallah, tomorrow in the khutbah of Eid, I will explain. Allah has given a secret of how we can defeat shaitan. You know, there's one way, see, of doing it, and it's very easy. And it's a secret that Allah has given that I'm going to share with you tomorrow in the khutbah of Eid. Right? What is that secret that Allah has given by which you can easily defeat shaitan? And He not only has given it to us, but also made us practice it. Right? Practice it, you know, and we practiced it also. But we just need to realize what it is. And it's very clear. And if you do what Allah has said, if you apply that secret, which is not that hard, then shaitan will be defeated. Allah is guaranteeing that victory.
Wow.
Let's say, I guarantee the victory is yours. It is your victory if you do what I say. Right? That secret. Right? If you do that, you're going to be winners. And you will be winners, and he will lose. And this is what we need to really understand. Our job is obedience to Allah. So, we'll stop my speech here. You know, I wanted to make it shorter, but you know, just turned out this long. So, inshallah, I will end it here right now so that we can go and get ready. But some rules I will just mention. You know, in night of Eid, day of Eid, it is recommended to take ghusl. Right, when you leave your house tomorrow, take ghusl for Eid al-Fitr. Right. Ghusl for Eid al-Fitr is not wajib, right? It's a ghusl for Eid al-Fitr. Qurbatan ila Allah. Right? It is a mustahab to take ghusl. When we come over here, we'll have the amal. You know, we'll have the ziyarat of Imam Hussain. For the day of Eid al-Fitr, inshallah, we'll have the namaz. For Eid al-Fitr, you know, which is the prayer, inshallah. Inshallah, you know, when we are here in the morning, that when you leave your house, you should eat a little snack before you come. You should eat a little snack before you come. You know, Allah wants you to make sure that you have enough energy, you know, to, you know, go through your prayers without thinking about food, you know. Alright, so eat something before you come so you're not thinking about food while you're praying. Right? So inshallah, you know, these are certain things for you all and those who are watching online, you know, for them also. So inshallah, I will end it here. If you want, if you need to ask questions, then inshallah, I will answer.
So now, all